after months of change.
Yeah. We're trying to win today. Who's going to get the better lunch?
Spending money.
We signed the right guys. The guys that are here are the right fit. We got the right coaching.
Drafting players.
All of us here are absolutely, you know, committed to you, aligned. Want to make it happen.
OTAs and mini camps.
Guys, come on, focus up. We can't have too many balls on the ground.
A tough, traveled, and sometimes tumultuous training camp.
It's a friendly competition between us, and I think we both know that whoever ends up being the starting quarterback is, if that's what's best for the team.
The season is finally here.
Yeah, we can definitely feel the energy rising in the locker room. You know, it's week one. Very excited to, you know, get the show on the road.
You have all access to opening week of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
If we can get a win first week, that'd be an awesome feeling, and it'd be nice just to get the ball rolling like that.
I like the talk from Malik Jackson. Not if, but when the Jaguars win that opener. Hey, we have some real football this week. The Jaguars will play in Houston, Texas against the Texans. Welcome inside Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale and Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman. We will be joined by Calais Campbell and Miles Jack in just a moment. But it's game week. You fired up?
Oh, I'm extremely excited. Not only about the opening weekend, but also the opening week because we got a Thursday night game. Double header on Monday. I mean, does it get any better than that?
48 hours away from real football in this 2017 NFL season. Hey, let's tell you a little bit about the news and notes of the weekend, and that means the rosters were set. Brandon Allen gets waived, Jeff. A little surprising?
Well, it was surprising to me, but I think that they were trying to hold a practice squad spot for him, and they didn't think that another team would jump up and claim him, and they did. The Los Angeles Rams ended up picking him on waivers, and good for him. He's going to get a regular paycheck. Now the question becomes, will they still continue to try to find a quarterback that they can put on the practice squad?
Well, you talk about questions. How about the left guard spot? They went through six of them with this football team a year ago, three in the month of August, Jeff.
Yeah, and I don't think that there's going to be any mystery there. I think Patrick Omame is going to be the guy. He was praised by Doug Marrone throughout the preseason. He had a bad game, and he kind of paid the price for it, and that competition became open once again, and I think he'll settle back in.
The most exciting part of this football team in the offseason, going into August, and hopefully in 2017, is the defense, and they are very healthy now. Jalen Ramsey is back to work. A.J. Boye back to work. Some players that we didn't see in August ready to go here in 2017, and that gets everyone fired up, including this guy, Calais Campbell. He'll join Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group, every single week. We're on Tuesday this week and Tuesday next week, but it's usually on Monday. So a big hello and welcome to Calais Campbell, the big man, 6'8". He makes Jeff Lagerman look small, everybody, and I kind of like that. How are you?
I'm doing well, very well.
And Miles Jack to my right, welcome in, the second-year linebacker out of UCLA, and excited about a big win for your Bruins over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, very excited, man. Josh Rosen, he's that guy.
All right, Jeff, close. We get these guys rolling. I mean, I got them in a tag team match, that's for sure. I'm sorry about that.
Tag team, I'll take him. Okay, you take Miles Jack, and we'll let the big guys take on the smaller guys.
How excited are you guys about this defense? Calais, you've been around a long time in the NFL. You've been around a lot of talent with Arizona. What kind of talent do you have in the locker room?
We have a chance to be very, very special. I've been a part of some top five defenses. You know, this defense could be number one, and it might be one of the, you know, the best in the last couple of years. You know, with our talent from top to bottom, there's no weak spot. You know, and I'm excited. You know, if that guy right there comes and does what I've seen him do all the camp, we're going to be tough to beat.
Well, you talk about young Miles Jack and Miles. A lot of people are talking about star power on defense. You're one of them. Jalen Ramsey's another one. A.J. Boye is another one. Are you excited to put the pieces together for the very first time because you guys haven't been able to do that yet in the preseason?
Very much so, man. I mean, just the guys we have starting up front, I mean, the linebackers and the guys we have behind, it's going to be very fun just going out there and battling with the guys we have and just seeing everybody compete, and it's just going to be really cool.
Calais, what's the difference between the preseason and the regular season? Obviously, you guys got pushed around a little bit on those opening drives, but everybody gets nervous. That's all we have, right? The fans out there, they saw that. It's like, oh, is this defense going to be that good? You've been playing a long time. What's the difference between the real bullets flying and the month of August?
It's night and day. I mean, between preseason, you know, you're going out there trying to perfect something, trying to, you know, get a feel for how it's going to be in the season. But when the bullets are flying and the game matters, you know, every drive is so critical, and we're going to be a lot more focused, a lot more in tune, and a lot more better.
Well, and Miles, for you this preseason, you started out at the mic. You're now the Sam, but you're still the mic on nickel downs. Did that switch all offseason, learning the mic, does that help you in the long run?
Absolutely. It's very beneficial. Obviously, you guys know my journey. I mean, I've been playing a lot of different spots in this defense, and at the end of the day, it's only beneficial because at the end of the day, I'll know the defense. So, you know, eventually the time will come where I'll be the mic full time. But what they're doing right now is putting the best pieces in place, and I agree with it. And at the end of the day, all I want to do is win. So,
Miles, did it take you a little longer to learn that than you thought?
As far as mic,
getting comfortable with the mic,
it's a different vibe. You know what I mean? It's a whole different just responsibility as far as just being the captain of the defense, knowing everything. So I think for me, you know what I mean, I have a lot of work to do, and you know, I'll continue to get better. But for the most part, I thought I did okay.
Well, and something new for him has been being in front of the huddle. How's he doing?
He's been doing a great job. You know, he commands the huddle. He speaks confidently. You know, guys look at him and they see a guy who's ready and focused. You know, I mean, he can definitely lead our group. And, I mean, he's still here. He's calling the plays, you know. And even though he's not at mic, I think it's beneficial for him to go through that because now he understands the whole defense that much better. So that, I mean, his Sam calls a lot quicker. And so, really, I'm going to benefit from that the most, being the strong side DN.
Quick comment from both of you guys on two different players. One, Leonard Fournette on the offensive side of the football. We haven't seen him since New England. You see him every day in practice. How good is that guy going to be?
It's going to be a treat for all the fans, all the Jag fans out there, man. It's a real treat. That guy's special. He runs hard. He keeps his feet turned. He has great vision, amazing explosiveness, and I'm excited to see him play.
And for you, Miles, Jack, Blake Bortles is the quarterback. He's going to be your guy.
Right.
As a linebacker, you probably have more experience with him because you're in coverage. Right. Your thoughts on him being the starter and being the captain of the offense?
Man, that's the guy we're rolling with, man. Blake Bortles, he's been the quarterback since he's been here. So, I mean, that's who we're going with. And I'm riding with him, man. Let's go into this 2017 season, man, and let's win some games. So I'm very excited.
Time to take a look at our Baptist Health game-changing moments. And what we're doing here is from the preseason, looking at some of the defensive moments. Jeff, let's begin with Miles Jack in preseason game number 3.
All right, Miles, I handpicked this one now. It's a third and long situation. Kelvin Benjamin coming across, and there you are with the closing speed, making a big play. That had to feel good, but probably not the expected hit you had because he's such a big wide receiver.
Yeah, that's a big dude, man. That's a very big dude, but I definitely should have got the knockback. I wasn't too happy about that, but, yeah, he's a big dude, though. He gets paid for a reason.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number 2, and we go to Calais' line mate against Jimmy G in New England, Yannick Ngakoue with a sack.
Well, and Calais, maybe one of the most impressive training camps was Yannick Ngakoue, hard worker, eager to learn. You got to love working alongside a guy like that.
Oh, I love it. You know, he's a guy who's so motivated to be the very best. He doesn't want to settle for being just the best on the team. He wants to be the best in the NFL. And on that play, our coach always says, good athletes don't get cut. And he's a great athlete, that's for sure.
Baptist Health game-changing moment number 1. And this guy could be a game-changer on defense. Calais Campbell has been very complimentary of Dante Fowler Jr. He missed the last 2 games, though, Jeff.
Well, and we don't know what the injury is. It's preseason. But this is a question for both of you guys. Have you seen anybody that's more athletic than Dante Fowler?
He's physically blessed. You know, God has been good to him, and I'm excited for him to put it all together. You know, I feel like every game he's going to get better and better, and it's going to be a huge season for him.
Who's the better athlete, Dante or you?
Man, I seen Dante do some crazy things. I don't know if you remember in Tampa Bay. He jumped over a cutter and then made the play in the backfield. So it was like something off a movie. So I'm going to give it to Dante, man. He's very talented.
All right, we're going to take a look at Everbank Field right now. A bit quiet this weekend, but, of course, home September 17th against the Tennessee Titans. And we also want to share and get you involved with the show and ask a poll question. Here's how you can participate. What has you most excited about this defense? The front 4, that's where Calais calls home. The linebackers, that's where Miles calls home. Did you guys vote right there? Is that it? And how about the secondary? So actionnewsjax.com/vote is the place to go. We'll update those as the show goes on. All right, well, we're going to come back and talk more with these guys, and Calais Campbell's going to interview Miles Jack as well. But what about J.J. Watt? Jeff Lagerman goes to the film room and checks out J.J. Watt, and we'll also talk Watt off the field as well. The Jaguars busy in the community on this Tuesday, part of the Tom Coughlin J Fund. A handful of Jaguars players supporting at Wilson Children's Hospital.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
Welcome to the NFL, baby. Hey, you can't hide it. I'm sitting next to the best two in the league. Look.
Even Telvin Smith knows it. These guys are talented in the secondary. Jalen Ramsey, A.J. Boye, yet to play together in the preseason. We'll get to see it in Houston against the Texans. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. We are live at the Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. A good look at the crowd here tonight. You can join us every single week here on Jaguars All Access and on CBS 47, of course, as well. Well, the big story in Houston, the Jaguars will play in Texas against the Texans in week number one. There was some doubt for a while because of Hurricane Harvey, Jeff, but they also have to play against a guy in J.J. Watt, who has become a superhero, not just on the football field, but off the football field.
Yeah, what he's been able to do in the community with the fundraising is tremendous. He started with a goal of $100,000, and he's certainly surpassed that more than 20 times that. Today he was made the announcement over $20 million.
Wow.
And he was there earlier this week to watch four semis go out to deliver goods. And the amazing part is, those four semis weren't even counted against the total of $20 million. Those were donated. So congratulations to him for doing a phenomenal job in his community. His head coach certainly recognized that in a press conference earlier this week. But what is maybe more impressive, J.J. Watt played three games last year, then underwent back surgery. And watching him in the three preseason games that he played, J.J. Watt is back and looks as good as ever. Let's take a look in the Baptist Health film room. Well, it looks like J.J. Watt's back is just fine. After missing most of last season, he returned in the preseason and played in all three preseason games. And look at the power that he has, pushing the offensive tackle back into the lap of Tom Brady. Bad backs don't allow power like that. But also, the backside. Whitney Merciless, an effective edge rusher. Two guys you're going to have to watch out for. And a lot of people say, well, run it, J.J. Watt. Look at the job that J.J. does on the tight end. Look at the tight end's arm flail, because J.J. Watt's hand placement and length just keep the separation, and he makes a dominant play. You've got to block J.J. Watt when you run the ball, but you better run the ball effectively, because if he's pass rushing, you're in trouble.
Unbelievable how good that football player is, but they've got some other ones. Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Merciless. Will we see all three on the field at the same time, and how lethal is that?
Absolutely. I mean, the three very talented players, and the hard part about playing against them is you don't know where they're going to line up. You know, and I've got to add a talented linebacker to that group, Brent. Bernardrick McKinney, little-known linebacker, doesn't get any recognition, might be the best young linebacker in football.
They have a very good defense, good defense. What a stout challenge for the Jaguars offense in week number one. More from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale coming up with Jeff Lagerman and me. And also, Calais Campbell plays host, because he's got some tough questions for Miles Jack. That's still on the way. You're from the Mellow Mushroom in Avondale here on CBS 47. Jaguars fans, the Fuel Up the Play 60 program is back in 2017. The Dairy Council is encouraging kids to choose healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes a day. Find Fuel Up the Play 60 on Facebook and learn how you can join the program.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Welcome back here live to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman. It is week one of the NFL season. Jags will play against the Houston Texans 1 o'clock Sunday on CBS 47. All right, all day long, Jags fans got to chime in on Jaguars social media So Calais Campbell could ask some questions to Miles Jack. So we're sending it in the back of Mellow Mushroom right now, and that's where Calais Campbell and Miles Jack are. And Calais gets a chance to play host. Take it away, Calais. Ask the tough questions.
Thanks, guys. You know, this is social media from Instagram. We got J.A. Schumacher.
Okay.
He wants to know from you, Miles Jack the Great. He said, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
A horse-sized duck. Or 100 horse, wait,
100 duck-sized horses.
That's a tough question, man.
I think I'd go for a one-on-one battle.
Yeah, I was about to say, I might just take my chances with a one-on-one and go with that. So, yeah.
All right, here we go. The next one we got is from gojacksonville.mm. Well, this is an easy question.
Okay.
Who will have more sacks, Calais or Jack?
Oh, man. I'm going to have to go with Calais Campbell, the great.
I appreciate you having some confidence in your boy. All right, here we go. Our third question is from J.R. Langston.
Okay.
Who is the best jokester on the team?
Oh, man, we got too many. The best, though, I'm going to have to go with Sheldon, man. Sheldon is a funny dude, man. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Go with him.
I agree with that.
Hey, yeah.
I concur. He's a funny guy. This last one is from Barry A. Berry.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is a good question. I appreciate you asking this one, Barry. Why would you attend UCLA over Miami?
Man, you know, I wasn't blessed with the physical gifts to get an offer from Miami. You know what I mean? So I had to get settled for UCLA. But,
come on, man.
UCLA all day, man. Come on, man.
We're going to have to talk to somebody at the recruiting department at Miami. Why didn't offer the great Miles Jack a scholarship, man? We need to figure that out. Get to the bottom of that one. Man. But, you know, I'm glad to see both programs doing well this year, man. And that's it for the social media aspect. Back to you, Brent.
Thank you, guys. Calais and Miles, both UCLA and Miami, their alma maters 1-0 to start the 2017 season. Real quick, who will have more sacks, Calais or Miles?
Calais. He's been consistent. He's been getting 5 sacks a year for the last 7 years in a row, plus 50 tackles.
Hey, I know one of your idols in the market is Mike Burrish. Next, you get to do a Mike Burrish impersonation.
Uh-oh.
Because we're talking weather.
Yeah.
Weather on the minds of all NFL teams and everybody in Florida. That story coming up next.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Welcome back live to Mellow Mushroom, making some pie here on a Tuesday night. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau, Jeff Lagerman, Calais Campbell, Miles Jack here on Game Week for the Jacksonville Jaguars, our G-Series Prime Headlines, and it has to do with the weather, folks. How crazy will that environment be in Houston? A lot of people? What do you think, Jeff?
I think it's certainly going to be unique, and it's something I'm sure, Calais, that you guys have to talk about as a football team, because emotional teams usually have a very early surge of energy.
Yeah, that's something I was just talking to Miles about, having to be able to overcome that. I want to call it adversity, but in a sense of from a team aspect, they're going to come out with a lot of energy. We're going to have to match the energy and be able to withstand that initial blow and continue to come out there and grind for the win.
You mentioned the initial blow. Get through that first quarter, and then things probably settle down a little bit. Meanwhile, after the game, we are all watching Hurricane Irma. That could potentially impact the travel home from Houston for this football team. You have to prepare for that. Pack extra clothes, Miles.
Yeah, man. I heard. Did they say it upgraded to a 5 or 4? Or where
it's
is it?
It's a 5 right now.
It's
a big one.
Man. So I guess pack some extra clothes, man. But, we might be stuck in Houston.
Jags at Texans, 1 o'clock on CBS 47. Calais, you went to Miami. You've been in a hurricane?
Yes, I have. A couple of them. They're not pretty, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they always work out, so.
They don't have that in California, though.
No, we don't experience that. We don't have to deal with that.
All right. It is game week. It's here. I mean, how fired up are you, really? And what is your expectation now that you're days away, Calais?
I cannot wait. I mean, I'm excited for practice tomorrow, going out there and competing, man, trying to get better. But, you know, we want to start out 1-0. This is a critical game for us, and I can't wait to get out there and play.
It never gets old, does it?
Nah, man, most definitely. Just to be in that type of environment, just like with the significance of the game and everything and the crowd and the energy, I'm a fan of the game first and foremost, so it's just going to be fun just being in that atmosphere, and I'm very excited.
Thanks to Calais Campbell. Thanks to Miles Jack. Thanks to Jeff Lagerman, and thanks to you to watching here on Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. I'm Brent Martineau on CBS 47. Join us each and every week from Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Great place, and we've got some real football to talk about, and we'll be back next week on Tuesday because of the NFL doubleheader. So we'll have Tuesday Jaguars All Access. Have a great night, everybody. Enjoy the game this weekend.